This is the final meditation in the series, Ananda Maya Kosha, the Bliss Body. As I mentioned in the article, this state is not something that we can just evoke necessarily, that it's often a natural arising to other practices, like that this state just naturally arises out of gratitude, interconnectedness, presence, creativity, being in service to others. So often this is a state that we might experience and includes a sense of joy or bliss, a deep sense of well-being, all rightness or ease. So don't chase the state here, rather just hopefully just enjoy the meditation. So finding your comfortable seat, just take a moment to arrive in the presence, arrive in your body. Take a couple of deeper breaths with each exhale, letting yourself settle down. So often we are in our mind, and when we're in our mind, we are not experiencing bliss. So if your body is an elevator, imagine the elevator begins in the mind, maybe up high, maybe above your head or in your head. And with each exhale, that elevator is moving down. And maybe it moves down to the heart space as you inhale. Let the heart, the elevator doors open, bring in light and fresh air. And as you exhale, they close and move deeper down, maybe into the belly. As you inhale, the elevator doors open. They let in light and fresh air. As they exhale, they close, and just leaving that light inside of you. Notice where your body is connecting to the ground. Just begin to sense your body here in space. You might notice where your outermost layer, your skin, is making contact with the world around you. And then play with imagining or seeing yourself in the room that you're in, the shape that your body is in, like you're looking down on yourself. And just seeing yourself there, breathing, resting. And then let yourself zoom out a little bit higher. So maybe you're out in the sky and you're looking down at the building you're in. And then zooming out a little further and seeing the neighborhood, your community, your favorite restaurant or store, park. And zooming out further, seeing the province or state that you're in. Further out to see the country, where the country, the lines of the land meet the water. And then all the way out to the sky, the stars, the planets. And so you're looking down at this blue and green planet. Noticing what it feels like to have that sort of viewpoint. And then gently make your way all the way back down and into your body. And just find yourself here and now and feel your body breathing. Feel the ground underneath you. And then bringing to mind something or someone or somewhere that you are grateful for. It could be there, somebody's face. It could be your pet, your friend, a loved one, child, partner. It might be a place in nature. Somewhere where you go, where you feel so connected to the world, to yourself. It could be somewhere in your imagination, in your wisdom, right? The right place that your body just knows that it feels good to be here. And then flesh it out the best you can. So whether you're seeing someone or somewhere, just really see it. Take in the colors, the shapes. If it's a person or an animal, their expression. What it is about their eyes that lets you know that they care. Or if it's a place, what it is about it that just really feels so good. What does it smell like or look like? Sound like? If you're outside somewhere, what is the weather like? What does it feel like on your skin? So the best you can, just freely fleshing out, what does this gratitude experience feel like? What happens in your body as you really bring it to life in your heart mind? What happens with your breath and your muscles? What emotion do you feel? And gratitude practices also can bring up grief. So if that's arising, or any kind of resentment, or any sort of feeling, just see if you can have some softness towards what's arising, let go of any judgment. Sometimes even remembering the things that bring us the most joy. If something has shifted or changed or feels out of reach, it can bring up a lot of grief. So we can still remember, what it feels like to feel connected. But sometimes, there's some more complexity to it. So whatever's arising, you're not doing anything wrong, just noticing. And if one more, let's see if you can remember a time where you felt wonder or awe, like, whoa, that is incredible or amazing. Be a sunset or a sunrise. Natural wonder, just a beautiful place. Or so maybe somebody did something that you're like, wow, like, that's so amazing. It could be music or art. Something that moved you. And then just letting it all go. You might deepen your breath. You might shake it out, dance it out, just lightly rock it out, hum it out. Just coming back to presence, you can open your eyes, look around the room. Journal, color, just let it go.